last special, just to catch you up, I had announced that I had just gotten engaged. Nope. My personality handled that. The problem is nobody's happy for me when I say I'm not engaged anymore. I was just used to, when you're in your 20s and you break up with someone, everyone is so proud of you. They're like, good for you. You don't need him. Fuck him. You break up with someone in your late 30s and people are like, are you sure? You break up with someone in your 20s, everybody's worried about your emotional state. They're like, how are you doing? How are you feeling? You break up with someone in your late 30s, people are just worried about your physical safety. They're like, you live alone again? What if you fall? I guess I'm a late bloomer. It took this long for me to figure out what I want in a relationship, although I feel like I finally figured out what I want in a man, only to realize that what I want is now considered creepy. I know it's not popular to say, but I'm into older men. That's my thing. I like an older man. Are there any here tonight, or did COVID get them? Do we have any at all? Did any make it? How old are you, sir? 60. I can't help it. Why is that so hot to me? It's not even like a choice. It's like every cell in my body is just like, daddy, 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 daddy. But we can't. We can't do this, sir. Dating an older man is now considered creepy. I think it was because all that sexual harassment news. Now it's like creepy to date older guys. You're not creepy, sir. It's not you. It's not you specifically. It's just everything your generation made is a little sketchy. I dated an older guy last year and we went on a road trip. Every song on his playlist was like wild. It was like, hey little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I was like, oh God. I used to love that song. That shit does not hit the same way. But the good thing about dating older guys is that every now and then you get to listen to R. Kelly by accident. Because they didn't hear about it. Okay, Yahoo News or whatever didn't cover that story. Oh, wow, you're gonna try to be woke with me? Newark, you sure? You're gonna try to tell me when the R. Kelly Ignition remix comes on, and it's not your fault that that isn't a gift from God? I'm not an asshole. I'm not just going to enjoy the song. I'm obviously going to educate him. You know, I'm going to be like, baby, you need to turn this song off. You need to turn this song off immediately. This man is disgusting. This man was a sexual predator. What he did was wrong. He objectified women. There's a documentary I need you to watch immediately. There's a Gayle King interview I need you to turn on. And you need to turn this song off in 3 minutes.
Watch Whitney Cummings' Jokes, only on Netflix.